very happy now to be joined once again by Vernon Davis, the former Pro Bowl tight end and Super Bowl 50 champion. And Vernon, is that weird to say former NFL player after all these years? I mean, are you feeling the itch, or maybe in the fall you'll start getting the itch again?
Oh man, I've been in this house. I can't keep myself together, man. I feel like going back out. You know, I was out the other day catching balls with a buddy of mine. He used to play quarterback, so he was throwing me some balls the other day. So I've been thinking about it for sure.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you were one of the most fit athletes we've ever seen. You had the Adonis body, but, you know, you passed the eyeball test because you backed it up. But I'm looking at you now. You're doing backflips off park benches. Most of us can't do that. So what can we do to stay fit while we're all cooped up?
You know what? You just doing something. I tell everyone, just getting out and doing something for at least 20 to 30 minutes a day. If you do that, then you're well on your way. I think it's just moving around, just getting the blood flowing and being active. If you can, and it's hard. It's not easy. Trust me, because I've had moments where I'd be sitting in the house and I just can't get myself together. I can't get up. I don't have the motivation and I just can't do it. So I know how tough it is, but once you start, it's like one of those things you just have to keep on going, because if you don't, then it'll be really difficult when it comes to getting up and actually doing something.
Well, I love your attitude, and I've told this story on my show before, but I remember, I'm going way back now to when you were a young Niner and you had the disagreement on the field with Coach Singletary, and a lot of athletes could have sulked after that. But I swear it was like the next night we had the thing called Halloween Heroes for the kids with all the teams out at the Exploratorium. And you came out and you were all smiles and you were taking pictures with the kids and you completely put that thing behind you. And I admired that.
Yeah, I feel like, I appreciate that. I feel like life is all about growing, evolving, and just being the best version of yourself that you could possibly be. And we learn through experiences, situations and moments that we find ourselves in that may seem like a challenge to someone else, but is actually helping us. And if we can listen and learn from those things, then we're on our way. But the biggest thing, the most important thing there is listening. If you can listen, you can do really well.
That's very cool. And, of course, when you had Harbaugh, I think I was reading an article in Niner Nation the other day that you said one day at practice, Harbaugh, you talk about having the itch, he got suited up and he started throwing the ball around one day at practice?
Yes, he did. He was He came out. We were inside, and we came out, and he was warming up, and I was like, "What are you doing?" And he was going with the twos. He was going with the secondary, not the secondary, but the second team offense. He was taking reps with them, and it was just interesting to see Coach out there just throwing the ball. And not to forget, he did play quarterback. He used to play quarterback. He was really good. So it was pretty cool to see him out there and just the energy and you know, the charisma that he had was amazing, man. It was a great experience just being out there with him.
What do you think about George Kittle now? Because when I got a chance to talk to him, of course, the thing we're all amazed at is not so much a great receiver, but he's a great receiver who's a tremendous blocker. And he just said when he was at the University of Iowa, they said, hey, if you're a tight end and you don't block, you ain't going to play. So what do you think about him as one of the good up-and-comers there for your Niners?
Yeah, I like George Kittle. I've had opportunity to really watch him, and he has a good skill set. I like what he brings to the game. He's very savvy. He can run good routes. He has great speed, catch really well. He does it all, man. He's not afraid to get in there and throw his nose in the blocking game. And that's what you want. You want a football player that can do it all, because if you have that, then you can't really sub him out that much, because he can do so much. So in most cases, what some teams do, they'll have a blocking tight end, and sometimes they'll have the pass catching tight end. And if they have to block, they'll take that pass catching tight end out and put the blocking guy in there so that he can seal the deal and get the job done. But George Kittle, you don't really have to do that too much because he's well rounded.
You know, I watched the movie Crown Heights with Nnamdi Asamoah, and I thought he did a pretty good job. And I think people should know about Red Winter, the drama that's going to be coming out at some point. You did a little acting in this one, huh? Tell us a little bit more about Red Winter.
Yeah, so I was the lead. I had the lead role in this film. I played a character called named Daniel, and Carla was my significant other. And the film is about two couples working on their relationship. They're going through tough times, so they go on a retreat, a snowmobile retreat, and they find that their tour guide is murdered. So now they have to run. They witness the murder. Now they have to run from the bad guys. And not only is Daniel working on his relationship with Carla, he's also trying to stay alive, keep her safe, keep himself safe, and make it out, because overall, what he really wants is to make her father proud, get her father to love him. He needs her dad to love him, because he's been in the way also, because he can't get through to his dad. His dad is always being really sarcastic, and you know, he's tough on Daniel because he don't think that Daniel is the man for his daughter. So he has his hands full. He has to win over Carla. He has to keep her safe, keep himself safe, and prove her dad wrong.
Very cool. We'll look for that. We just got about a minute left. But you had a great career with the Niners. I was at Super Bowl 50 when you got that ring, which I'm sure was great. But, you know, being a D.C. guy, a Dunbar guy, and playing for the Terps, how cool was that just to throw on that Redskins helmet there?
Oh, it was one of the greatest moments of my life. When I was growing up, I was always a Redskins fan. And when I got drafted, I wanted them to pick me up. But they didn't. They passed on me. And just being back here has really inspired me. It gave me a new, a fresh take on Washington, D.C., what D.C. is all about, because I was in San Francisco so long and never really had an opportunity to get back here as much. So being back here has been tremendous, man, and it's an experience that I wouldn't trade for anything.
There he is, Vernon Davis, the champ, the pro bowler. Check him out on Twitter, Vernon Davis 85. Vernon, hey, man, thanks for your time, man. Stay safe. We're all cooped up, but hopefully we'll get through this, and we'll get back out there, all right?
Okay, thank you. Stay safe as well. Thank you so much.
All right. All right, good stuff. Vernon Davis, everybody. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Sports. Bye-bye.